Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
35-35. Hokies knocking on the touchdown door. Hand off. McLeese into the end zone. Touchdown. Miami will have 103 left. That's good. Better that they scored.
You know, Greg, now we might have to do an entire four-hour pregame show on a missed extra point.
Jesus. Thank God Bubba Bax didn't have to fly anywhere after this game. Oh. Jeez. This has been a rough year, man. It's been a rough football
year. You think?
Year. It's still a rough football year.
It's still early.
It's still using it as an excuse. I mean, come on.
Still using what as an excuse?
The Bubba Bax that makes extra point. I mean, they gave him a touchdown.
Well, Robbie, I don't understand what you're saying. They're using it as an excuse. The team didn't have the lead.
Well, that I mean, yes, but they still gave up a touchdown. They lost by
seven. That's fine, but you know what? Sometimes
it can be true, Robbie.
It can be true that if they would have had the lead, then they don't give up. Then they don't lose the game.
That's a load of crap.
It's not. That's just an excuse. It's like when if something happens differently.
No, because
then something different can occur.
The extra point play happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he kicked the ball.
Yes.
He missed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went on and did whatever. Like, it's not like something different happened.
They were kicking off from the 20 before the extra point.
I understand. What I'm telling you is, if they get the lead, perhaps they don't choke
it away.
This is
people not wanting to explain the real problems. The coaching staff. The defense doesn't...
You can say all you want. Missing extra points and how bad that kicker's been this year has affected their record.
But that's something everybody can agree on. Everybody can agree on that the kicker is no good.
Right.
But we don't want to address the defense. We don't want to address the offensive line. I feel
like we've addressed all of that more so than if this kicker was any kind of competent, the record would be a lot different this year.
He
has swung the record more than any kicker in the history of the University of Miami.
But that does not excuse the other problem.
It doesn't. But it is a fact.
It is
this
a fact.
This kicker has swung the Canes record more than any kicker in the history
of
the University. I'm not blaming. I'm stating a fact.
It's one game.
Bubba Baxa has affected the Miami Hurricanes record more than any kicker has in the history of the University of Miami. I'm not discounting how terrible the offensive line is. I'm not discounting your swag penalties. I am not discounting Manny Diaz or Dan Enos with his third person nonsense. But also, the kicker is awful and has affected the record of the school more than any kicker in the history of the school. That does not discount all the other stuff, but can we also acknowledge what that kicker's failures have meant to the program?
You're saying that affected the record. They lost by a touchdown and you missed
one extra point. The kicker didn't affect the record. Four turnovers did!
Okay. And then the Gator game, they missed one kick and they lost by 4 points. I mean, come on. And then the game is played out totally differently. They're not going to go for it on 4th and 34.
No, you're right. When positive things happen, nobody reacts to this. Everybody reacts the same way. There are robots out there.
I can maybe buy the North Carolina game even though the extra point was blocked.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Are the Canes a good team if they have a better kicker?
Yes.
You might as well be a Canes bro.
I'm not being a Canes bro, but you guys, you sound silly if you don't acknowledge the fact that the kicker has affected the record.
We know he's bad, but to say they'd be 5-0 with a better kicker is ludicrous.
Got to tell you, I went downstairs. I had good thoughts in my head. I'm like, breakfast. I'm gonna let's finish this
Your
thing
breakfast
off.
Still isn't here yet.
No, it's here.
I said, and I walk into the door, the kicker talk.
It just had to be said. It had to be said.
What was the look on my face as you walked in the door?
I'm not going to let...
Like we were talking about kickers?
Nope.
Right.
I'm not letting today go by. Because you know why? Because I'm tired of everybody saying, oh, it's a 60-minute game. Can't just put it on the kicker. Nah, you want to know something? There's a reason it's called football. Otherwise, it'd just be ball. Because they kick the ball. So the football
they had one four turnovers in the first quarter. quarter.
One, don't do that. Second of all, I did you not listen to what I said? All of that.
All I heard was kicker.
Okay, well, then you're dumb.
You're saying the kicker swung the record. Like, if they, you make it sound like they'd be at least 4-1 if they had a better kicker.
They
that's
would.
What you're saying. That's ludicrous.
Okay.
Just simple math. They lost by a touchdown. He missed one extra point. That extra point counts as 1 point.
You are going to the fact
that you're assuming that the defense plays so much better if they have a 1 point lead.
You're right. You're right, I am.
That's a ridiculous excuse.
Okay.
They've been getting shredded the whole game.
The whole game? They got shredded in the first half, 42? And then on the last drive.
There was a good, from the middle of the second through the end of the fourth, they had a good defensive showing.
Okay, interesting. So not the whole game.
Not the whole game, no.
Oh, okay.
But when it mattered, they couldn't stop them.
That's right. Oh, that's also been, hey, and guess what? That's also been a big staple this year. But also, let's not forget the kicker.
Read the top text, please.
Slap him. We are a bad team, kicker or not. He needs some sense slapped into him. No, sir. No, sense does it misses.
I just don't want no.
Here.
I'm just tired in today's day and age of everybody saying, no, you can't just blame one guy. I'm gonna.
This is one of your stupidest takes you've ever had.
It's not. I'm so sick of that guy going out there and missing kicks.
Somebody says you are officially a Canes bro.
Guys, can you just
no
get in the truth tree with me for a second?
No, okay? I live in the truth tree. I don't go any other tree.
I'm in the cone of silence, so I don't have to get into your trust tree
kicker,
or whatever you call it.
This kicker is so bad that the coach made up statistics. To go for two.
Data. Play the data cut again.
To go for two.
I want to hear the data cut.
It made no sense. And we're all sitting there like,
I got to hear the data cut.
That doesn't make sense. Why are they going for two? And yet, it made all the sense in the world after he missed the kick.
Yeah, that's a, again, you know, like we've talked about, it's one of these data type deals. basically, what you're going on the notion is that you have two shots to get 2 points. But if you get it the first time, you kick a PAT and ideally win the game. We didn't run the 2-point conversion the way we wanted to. It was an insane effort by DJ Dallas to get it in there, and to be honest, it worked out. We had two really unusual end of game situations. We had that, you know, the old down 14, go for two to make it six. You know, obviously we have to make a PAT, and that's a minimum expectation. That obviously took some of the wind out of our sails. They came down, made some great throws. They got the ball inside of our five yard line, and we actually had to run our surrender defense, where we had to allow them to score a touchdown to give our chance to the offense to have the ball, because all they would have to do is just you know, run the ball in the middle, so they could have run all the clock out, and they could have kicked a field goal and run out of the locker room 38-35 winners. So I thought we executed both of those end of game situations very well, and obviously we had a shot, you know, how many times we threw the ball in the end zone there at the end to win the game, and we completed Hail Mary. So, you know, I can't fault us the last couple of minutes. It was obviously, again, we put ourselves in such a humongous hole in the first quarter.
If that data was so, why didn't you do that one after the first touchdown? Down 28 to nothing. Why'd you kick the extra point there? It's down twice as much.
Data didn't show that they should do it.
Yeah, it wasn't about the kicker. This is whiz kick data.
I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told some whoppers in my day.
You think that was a whopper?
I mean, there's the whiz kid data. It's stupid data, but there is a whiz kid data out there.
It works if you go for it every time.
Daniels isn't a kid.
Well, that's the way of the way of the future.
Wouldn't Manny make that decision whether to go for two or one?
I don't know.
Yes.
Head coach would make that decision.
The dude looks fried on the sidelines.
Who, Manny or Danny Nose?
No, Danny Nose looks like he's angry at all points. Where's Jen?
Where wouldn't you be?
I would chill out. The dude's a little bit full of himself, to be honest with you. Referring to yourself in the third person in Central Michigan week. Like, love to Danny Nose.
The things you choose
to harp on.
Right.
But then he would put up a 17-point clunker.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Most of the time, boys, and I know you guys don't like to hear this, most of the time, I'm right.
No, you're not right. Geez.
Most of the time, I'm right. Because you want to know something? You jackals all made fun of me when I was saying this stuff about Adam Gase 2 years ago, and now he is the laughingstock of football. So, that's okay. You know what? I'll sit here, and I'll be laughed at, and you guys can throw garbage and tomatoes at me, but again, I will sit at the end of this all, standing on top, in the right truth tree, like I usually am, like a proud squirrel.
The truth tree.
That's right. Let's get the headlines.
Let's get
this
to some.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Question for you. If the Canes somehow like continue to struggle and don't make a bowl game, are you going to say it was Bubba Bax's fault?
Yes.
Are you the guy who doesn't believe a season takes a certain trajectory, or are all games unrelated? Are you that guy? Is that what you are? Because then you just sound stupid.
4-12 in the last 16 Power 5 games.
Was that Bubba Baxter's fault?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. We got one jackass over here making comments, and then the other jackass just happened to find stats that so that every time you say something,
you know what? Here's the thing.
4-12.
No, but here's the thing. This is why I acknowledge all of your points, and I have sat here.
Your points.
I have sat here and discussed all of this stuff for 3.5 hours. I know all that stuff is bad. I do agree with a lot of your points on Manny Diaz and the defense and the offensive line. We've discussed it ad nauseum on this program. Can I have 8 minutes to tell you?
Kicker's no good.
The kicker's a bum, and it's his fault.
We know he's no good.
Kicker's a bum, and it's his fault.
Okay, but we know it's no good.
But you're saying they have a better record if they had the kicker. You're saying he's more of a problem than all the other problems combined.
Not more of. He just happens to be in a results-oriented position where he kicks for points.
As opposed to tackling.
Okay, if you're kicking for points.
You're right, Beast, because you want to know something? Not every missed tackle results in point differential.
You just made the kicker sound like a stripper. Dances for dollars.
He does. The kicker goes out there. Other than kickoffs, the other jobs that he has results whether or not there are actual points on the board.
You know what? I could use a trip. Well,
by
to the
doing
cheetah.
That logic, kicking for points, you missed a 1-point kick and they lost by 7. Doing that logic.
Because Robbie, it took the wind out of the sails.
That's a load of
did
crap.
You not? Did you not listen to
that's
the coach?
That's an excuse.
It's truth. It's a truth bomb. Some things are reasons, not excuses.
People like Tobin make all UM fans look bad.
No, you know what makes the UM look bad? Missed kicks.
No, you know what makes UM fans look bad? UM players. That's where they are.
You know who's a UM player? The kicker. Boxed in.
Wait, no.
No, nay,
you can't just all of a sudden box people in because you want to box them in?
You cannot.
I did not disagree with you. You looked at me because here's why nobody wants to have a conversation with you. I'm going to tell you why. Because I just had a conversation with you. I didn't say you were wrong. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about the kicker, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you boxed me in for reasons I can't explain because mm-hmm. I wasn't even disagreeing with you.
The Redskins fired Jay Gruden, so he's done.
Hey, can Beast? I don't know if you can get into this. What happened to Daryl Morey in China?
Here's what happened.
There were some comments
Hold
made.
On.
Yeah,
hold on. No, let's go. Okay, he has no idea. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's go. Yeah.
He had a pro democracy tweet for Hong Kong, which is protesting for democracy in communist China.
Right.
Now this made China upset. So China does a lot of business with the Rockets.
They severed their...
And so they said, we're not broadcasting Rockets games anymore. That affects the Rockets' dollars. Our boy, Tillman Fertitta, friend of the show, he contemplated firing Daryl Morey over the weekend. It's gotten that bad. There were even points where people were catching his likes on Instagram about firing Daryl Morey. Then Daryl Morey deletes his tweet, puts out the statement about how awesome China is, and that his stances have nothing to do with the stance of the Rockets. They're now show ponying James Harden out there to say, we love you, China. Please don't depart from us.
Please don't stop giving us all this money.
Correct. And right. So this is where we're at right now. Daryl Morey may get fired. It seems right now like he's okay, but just give it more time. And it's in a bad spot right now.
Hmm. Man, that kind of... All right.
Oops.
That only works over here. You can't use that... Democracy thing in other countries.
Yeah.
They don't take too kindly.
That don't have democracy, not fond of you telling them to have the democracy.
Yeah, right. Don't get involved. Also in the NBA,
take the money.
Also in the NBA, Kyle Lowry and the Toronto Raptors have agreed on a one-year, $31 million contract.
Is that really
extension.
A headline?
It was breaking news this morning, so yeah. I'm just telling you, it was.
All right.
Can't wait for that game on Sunday. Must watch.
What?
There are people legit worried about the Dolphins not having the number one pick. Like,
Cincinnati's making a good run for it.
But they play all the bad teams, and they're going to lose to all of them.
Are they?
No.
Yes. Darnold will be back by the time the Jets come to town.
Let me ask you a question. And this is an honest question about the Miami Dolphins. If you have a problem with the way Flores is coaching, and then it was all in a plan, and the team continues to get better, and then they play decent football and win 5 or 6 games. Are you going to be pissed off or are you going to be glad that he turned it around?
I think a lot of people are going to be pissed off. And I don't think a lot of people
Then why are we complaining now?
I don't think a lot of people are complaining.
Then why are
we complaining now? I think you're making a straw man there. I don't think there are any Dolphin fans complaining about the coaching job Flores is doing. I don't think that's a thing. I think most Dolphins...
FZ was complaining about it.
Who?
FZ.
Who's FZ?
Fat Zach.
What?
There's two Zachs.
No, not that Zach. The
Duarte?
Oh, yeah. Duarte, the night host?
Yeah.
You gave him a nickname?
Yeah, Fat Zach.
Why are you doing that? That's not nice.
What?
Don't do that.
Because everybody thinks he's ripped. I don't think he's ripped. He's portly.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Did he just do like another Iron Man thing? And
he did.
Yeah. I can't do that.
15 minutes.
Kudos to him. I can't do that.
15 minutes of heat is next. Welcome back, everybody. It is time for 15 minutes of heat. Heat are back in preseason action, or start preseason action tomorrow against the San Antonio Spurs.
Are they there? They're there, right?
No,
they're
in San. I believe it's here. I think it's here.
Is it?
Can hear it right here on the ticket, though.
Bum, bum, bum. Very excited. Bum,
bum. Very nice double TV situation. You got the Heat preseason action, but the Panthers' next game is also on Tuesday night as well.
I'm going to have to have my tablet with me at the arena because I am going to the Panthers game tomorrow. The Heat game is at home, I think, unless it's one of those quirky in Kansas City situations that I'm unaware of.
Yeah, they always play more. Why do they play in Kansas City?
No, they always do like an American Airlines game arena. In some place.
It is at 7:30, so what's the situation, APD? We got like a pregame show tomorrow.
The whole deal, 6:30 pregame, Zaz, Tommy Tag, you know how it goes.
Cool. The Heat had their scrimmage yesterday, red, white, and pink. Awesome cause, by the way. Shout out to the Heat doing that for, it was really like the first leg of the Heat Help Cure campaign. As we got our Radiothon coming up next month, the Dribble Drive is getting together. You guys can register for Zaslow's team or your own team, whatever's going down there. HeatHelpCure.org. But he and Amber were there yesterday doing the broadcast, doing a fantastic job. And you got to see the boys in action. Jimmy Butler in a Heat uniform and a practice Heat uniform on the American Airlines Arena floor. Tomorrow you'll actually get to see him in a Heat uniform,
cool.
Which will be cool. Now, I went on Friday, Leroy. I went to practice, all right? Want to watch the Heat? You don't get to see much of practice. You only get to see like the post-practice workouts, some shooting stuff, stuff like that. So that was cool. But Jimmy Butler spoke, and I got a chance to see what Jimmy Buckets was like in person. And I was a little worried because I was chopping it up with Ira Windeman, who joins us every week.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Don't look him in the eyes." I was like, "Ugh, I don't know if I'm supposed to take that serious."
Wait, is it like a real rule?
I don't know. Now, I did end up looking him in the eyes, and it seemed fine. I didn't think it was a problem.
Ari's just messing with you. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know, though. Maybe he's looking out. I don't know. There are some people I wouldn't look with. Anybody you had that you wouldn't look in the eyes?
Well, just keep in mind, a lot of them can't because they're short.
Oh, jeez.
You're taller than them.
Listen.
Him, I can't see in the eyes.
Doesn't he sound like Aaron Rodgers?
Him?
Listen.
No, he sounds like a giant.
Aaron Rodgers. He sounds like Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers would sound like a chipmunk.
I don't think I'd
him.
Look UD in the eyes.
Why? He's
really?
It happened finally.
Oh my god!
It's been. I mean, it took 3 hours.
Oh yeah! Congratulations! Minutes. Right after you had breakfast. Here's Jimmy Butler.
If you want to see UDN, look UDN.
Minus
I have to
one.
Do it. It's just
nope.
It's turn and look to your left.
Here's
minus
Jimmy.
One.
Here's Jimmy Butler. So we talked about the Joel Embiid story. Joel Embiid was blubbering because I miss Jimmy Butler. We're gonna win a game. And Jimmy Butler was asked about his relationship with Joel Embiid and if he heard the comments.
I mean, it's true. And it's crazy because one of the kids in the locker room just asked if I f***ed with Joe when I was back there taking a shower. And I told him, yeah, like, that's my dog, for real. And we do talk all the time. And even whenever I was traded here, I told him, continue to dominate. Continue to prove why you're the best player in this effing league. And I believe that, man. He's tough. I got a lot of respect for him, and I hear he's in shape, and I'm excited to compete against him.
Yes. I appreciate Jimmy Butler secondarily.
Now he said effing.
He's like, I probably got to work on the cursing thing. I need myself a swear jar.
Yeah, he got all that money. Now, what are you dropping, hundies?
100 bucks for every swear?
Oh, no, and then the first time he comes on our show.
We'll have to tape it, Robbie. I don't know, man. Knowing our track record, I mean, we're just getting everybody to curse last
week. Even the non-cursers curse on our show.
Yeah.
Now, I went there. I wanted to find out about these things.
Oh, what's this?
What are you looking at?
We would be okay if I could find the dump button.
Oh. Now, I went there. I wanted to see what's going on with these 3:30 workouts, all right? I had to put on my journalist hat. I had to find out what's going on there, man.
There's no
Dana
way.
Dana, what's your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
Now, Myers Leonard and Bam were asking, were joining him in the workouts. And so here's what Jimmy had to say about that.
Depending on what type of floor that we're on, depends on the workout that you do. Like, if we're in a gym like this, I think you do a lot more. But in the gym that we was at, we just got a lot of shots up, a lot of movement, balance, you know, a little bit of ball handling, some running, stuff like that. But work is work.
Did you see all the players that are coming out making fun of the 3:30 workouts?
Of course. Of course.
Because this is Evan Turner. He puts out a screenshot of the gym. He goes, "It ain't 3:30, but it's something."
Well, here's the other thing, though. Wait. I'm going to say this about Evan Turner. He's a little portly and has been a little portly. I don't want him commenting on not getting up at 3:30. We know he ain't getting up.
And then Lou Williams chimes in. He goes, "Jimmy, you're going to have them sleepy as bleeped."
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I love it. I'm glad. Get as tired as possible. I just wanted to know what the hell was going on at 3:30. Like, that's a lot of time. You got 10 o'clock. Practice starts at 10 o'clock. That's a full day.
They probably do a little workout, get a little breakfast, take a shower.
I mean, getting breakfast?
I mean, the shower's a waste of time.
Yeah, they got to get some fuel, no, man.
I think they got to do multiple showers.
Oh, what? Are you from the nasty?
Well, if you're about to practice and slow your brain out, the shower's useless.
The nastiest human beings I've ever seen in the locker room. The one thing they had in common is that attitude right there. Two practices.
Just wasting
no
water.
No need to take a shower after this first practice. I'll leave my stuff on in practice and take a shower afterwards.
That's how you get that's how you get that
staff infection.
That staff infection.
Wasting water.
Really? You know what?
It's worth it.
Some people need a little extra water.
Yep. More water to go around for some.
Robbie, you scare me. Taking two showers after two practices is wasting water.
I mean, if there's like a day night practice, you're like a 7 a.m. practice and then a 7 p.m. practice, I could see an in between shower. But like when they're back to back practices, like, it's a waste of time.
Well, finally, we had Jimmy Butler had a horde of people waiting outside the doors for him, Leroy, a bunch of students. And we know that the day before, these students, they caught him. They caught him in a moment where he just wanted to get a shower in. And so they were waiting out there again, and here's what he had to say about those students with their little social media videos.
Jimmy, the students out there that are waiting on you, you've had some.
They just want to go viral again, man. They thirsty.
I know.
Thirsty.
How that experience has been for you, just dealing with them and being on campus.
I love people, you know, college kids, grown folk.
Andrew Wiggins.
I think everybody's unique. Everybody has a different story. But it's cool to be wanting to be talked to a little bit, take a couple photos. I got a lot of respect for the organization, for the people that show love to this organization. So it's a blessing for them to be able to know my name.
Skipping class for you out there.
They better not be skipping class. Y'all making me look like a bad guy.
Thank you.
Go to class!
They didn't listen to him. They stayed out there and got their pictures. They were not going to class. Yeah. So, Jimmy Butler, man. It is different having him there. It feels like you got a star again. It's just a different vibe.
A personality.
Well,
he is a good personality. Curses a lot.
Yeah.
It's going to make Robbie nervous.
It's sports, man.
Oh, no. But he curses a lot. For the general athlete, most of them turn that vibe off. He does not. Like, even the videos that he put out of him, poor KZ Akpala. He got blocked so hard, and they put that video on social media, and Jimmy Butler's just... He's just cursing him out, just mocking him. Oh, Akpala looked good, though, yesterday, man. That dude's long. I like it. It's all going good.
Yeah, I have Jimmy Butler averaging 2 curse words a sentence. Slightly behind Masvidal's 4 per sentence.
Yeah, well, nobody's... Like, when it comes to pound for pound, nobody's in Masvidal's weight class when it comes to cursing.
Ooh.
Or Tarver.
Oh.
I stand corrected.
Dude.
Like,
I called... Before we talked to him on the phone... I called him. "Hey, man, it's live radio. Dog, I'm good." First question. Beep, beep, beep. I'm like.
Evidently, he listened.
Oh, man. All right, so if you guys are just tuning in, Manny Diaz has told Joe Rose today he's going to have more of a hand in the defense this week. Short week.
Is he going to tackle?
I hope so. Can they have a tackle jar? with the Canes instead of a swear jar?
It's, you know what? And the more I think about this, the more I believe this. If you play more disciplined football, doesn't it all kind of, it's all encompassing? Like some of the things that you do on the football field because you're a disciplined football player, that all is encompassing. So along with the 15-yard swag penalties, along with the jumping off sides, you know, those are the plays I'm talking about. I'm never, ever going to get on a player for pass interference. It's tough.
Or holding.
Who knows what pass interference is these days.
So I don't even count those. But jumping off sides, hands to the face, double birds, right?
Roughing the passer,
you know, like there are just too many penalties that come across as being undisciplined and not as far as being aggressive.
Can I ask this, though?
Sure.
For the coaching thing and giving him his time, how much time are you supposed to get to instill discipline?
It's probably...
I feel like that's supposed to be instantaneous.
No, not really, because here's what happened. Manny was excited about having a job. He came in swinging a big stick, and then his players start doing it. At some point, everybody, including Manny, has to calm down, play better football, and then come out with all that nonsense. But you ain't there yet. You know, we get on players all the time about acting a certain way without having a reason to act that way.
Right, live up to your credentials.
But what do you do when the coach comes out in his first coaching job talking more bleep than a little bit?
I think it came down to, and I think this probably went into, you know, them going so hard after him, though. I feel like part of the reason you go after Manny Diaz is hoping you're not going to skip a beat from where you were. And
okay,
but
they're
the
two
case.
Different people.
How about him getting booed?
Oh, no.
They're two different
him
people.
Him and Mark Richt are
Mark
very
Richt
different
are
people.
Two different people.
They're very different
and people. He went here.
But to correct me if I'm wrong, like hiring Manny Diaz, the part of the appeal in doing that was we're not going to lose continuity. It feels like it's going to stay mostly the same, other than revamping the offense.
But I'm not even talking about why you hired him, okay? I'm talking about as a coach, understanding at some point, hey, wait, these players are taking on my personality, and the way it's showing up is not with confidence and good play. It's showing up in undisciplined football. Let me fix this now.
Should be an interesting...
You see what I mean? Manny has to be on top of this.
Yeah, but why is that changing so much if he's still the guy coaching them? He was their defensive coordinator.
I mean, they made undisciplined swag penalties last year, too. Remember that Tito Odenebo against Virginia?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Right. It was on his defense.
Right.
And well, you're about to get 4 hours of truth as Brian and Rashad are about to.
Oh, boy.
We'll see if Brian blames the kicker.
He should.
No.
He should.
You can't blame a kicker when you're down by 28. Who cares?
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
So at some point, I think it was 28-0, they during one of the timeouts, they posted a Manny Diaz video. It's like, hey, I'm Manny Diaz, head coach.
Yeah,
Manny
he
Diaz.
Got booed in the
he
stadium.
Got booed bad.
Yep.
Do they take that? They put that out there for every game, for this Friday and for every game going forward.
No.
Are they gonna scratch that?
No. Robbie, they still are at it on social media with like promoting things and doing things. I mean, the car video should not have happened this week, but they still did it. So,
no lie. Look, man.
But I'm saying like
it's tough when the team is playing like that for people that invest time and money and effort to go to game and support their team.
And it wasn't even a swag video that Manny Diaz that they put on the screen. It was just a Manny Diaz telling, hey, fans, be good and all that. It was just a general message. And it got booed. So do they have to take that out for this Friday's game? Because it's going to get booed again.
So you think they're going to just, like, who are they going to grab that's going to not get booed and do the video? Like, if they can't hire The Rock for that.
Because can you smell what The Rock is cooking? No, we cannot.
No, Rock. And by the way, The Rock would be a terrible spokesperson for fan behavior. I mean, he was so mean to all the interviewers.
Wait.
He would shut them up, tell them.
I don't want a guy representing me that brings the people's elbow.
Yeah. Well, I do in certain regards, just not fan behavior.
Right.
The Rock gets up there and goes, hey, Canes fans, don't act like wrestling fans.
Right. Oh, geez. Yeah. Wrestling ain't even real, and they right next to MMA at the Hard Rock.
We're back after this.
The entire world is pissed at me. Zaslow came in railing. I got my messages confused. We do have a big corporate meeting coming up, but it's at 10:30, so Zaslow will be in for the first two segments. Zaslow and Amber will be in for the first two segments of the show.
So Zaslow has to not do his show and participate in this big power meeting.
Correct. And then Rashad and Brian will take over for a little bit, and then Zaslow and Amber will be back. I got screamed at by Zaslow because I got an incorrect message.
What happened?
I mistakenly said that Brian and Rashad were coming up at 10 and that they were doing a four-hour show because we have this big corporate meeting. I didn't process that Zaslow would be able to start the show and then go to the meeting and then come back after the meeting.
All
right. By the way, so he came in screaming at me.
Do I have to go to that corporate meeting?
I don't know.
I don't think you have to go.
Good. I have some gambling to do, so...
No, because of baseball, you got to
get
picks in.
I got to get my bets in. Yeah.
It's understandable. Nah, I mean, I think you're fine, man. I mean,
I got suspended already.
To be honest with you, like,
yes,
we're gonna go.
Finally, real football talk.
I know. I heard it outside, and I was. Oh man, my eyes were going to the back of my head.
Oh, Zaslow just gave me an evil stare.
You and Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler, you guys were just talking some football, and I'm just like, oh,
I miss the sideshows.
Oh, the coverage. Ugh.
Yes.
Did you guys mention kickers?
No. No, we didn't.
Why not?
No, we didn't. Not even the kicker mentioned kickers.
He's a punter.
Yes. When you put the ball on your foot, is it a kicker?
You know what? You know why? You don't want to know why it's important?
Why?
Because it's football. Who kicks it? With their foot. Kickers and punters. They're people too.
We about to play punch out.
Interesting.
Because I'm going to put my fist right on your eye.
It's a perfect thing to do before a big corporate meeting.
It's just like, what is this brouhaha that's going on here?
Nothing.
Texter writes in that Mario was obviously Robbie's father who called into the show. I can't rule it out. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. We had a bunch of the Canes Bros contingency was calling in, and they were, sad. I don't know what to tell you. But all the people that say we were hating on Friday, that's definitely been... Hold on. Maybe it's changed. Hold on. Let me check.
Right, well, we don't really take calls, so it's not fair.
We took calls. I took calls.
People aren't conditioned to call anymore. 786-360-790 if you really want to get something hot off your chest.
No. Listen, see if we're being haters.
Interesting. Ooh, this one comes in on the text line. Virginia alumnus here. This is for RTD. Say it with me, Robbie. 60-0.
You might be right.
They're not going to lose 60-0, but they're going to lose by a good amount.
Hey. If you think the University of Miami is a slump buster, pipe down, Virginia. You're not that far beyond them.
And Virginia's ranked.
John Crotty's going to be
Virginia's ranked in the underdog?
Virginia is.
That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense.
The only loss they have is to Notre Dame.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
There's absolutely no reason why the Canes should be ranked.
And by the way, this came before the news of Manny Diaz taking over the defense. Well, they were just like,
wait, is he playing linebacker?
It also came before the news that Darren Williams was
he's going to be like your boy Mike Tice. He's going to go out there in shoulder pads this week.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mike Tice played tight end, and his brother played. And he had like three catches.
Hey, I don't know anything about Mike Tice.
I know.
Other than he ruined Super Bowls for everybody.
And he's a giant. Oh, yeah, he ruined.
Nobody can scalp tickets anymore because of Mike Tice.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, dum-dum. You ruined it. You blew it for everybody. I don't know. Listen, we got a big boys. We got ourselves a big week. All right, Panthers back in action tomorrow.
Heat
start preseason.
Corporate meetings.
We got the battle for Tua this week. It's gonna be amazing.
It's good. What's gonna be reverse? Who's gonna be coaching the Redskins?
Callahan.
Oh, that's right. But in the long run, I didn't mean this.
Who cares?
Hey, maybe Callahan can audition for the Canes job.
Oh gosh,
he coached Nebraska to horrible.
Well, yeah, no thanks.
They were transitioning from the option to the spread. You know, it wasn't a good transition. They didn't accept them very well.
Interesting. So it's going to be one of these points. We got that. I think that Stephen Ross is going to do reverse bounty gate this week. I think there's going to be briefcases in people's lockers with dough to take a dive, 1920s boxing style. We're gonna see we're gonna see Dolphins out there pulling the Arkansas State.
Are they gonna play their surrender defense that Manny Diaz has sculpted so well?
We're gonna have surrender defenses. We're gonna have the Arkansas State trust fall.
Who admits to that?
Manny.
We had to play our surrender defense.
Even Bill, who actually did it, would never really admit to it.
Yeah, but I feel like they should have surrendered a lot.
They should have surrendered earlier.
I mean, they should have surrendered on the long pass to the tight end.
But just let him go in the end zone.
Why'd they tackle him in the first place?
I don't know. You know what? They were just so not used to tackling people that when an opportunity presents itself, they're just like, oh, all right. It's a battle of wits.
No. Well, why even bother? It's the kicker's fault.
By the way,
it is the kicker's fault.
Oh God.
That filler that we have.
I'm glad you agree with me.
That out of date filler that we have running about me talking about the Canes going 5-9. It's actually, if you listen to it right now, outside of me saying they can't run block Savannah State, it sounds pretty apropos.
Cycle of doom. Yep.
It could recycle that filler from a year ago.
Did you actually say that two wins is possible?
I mean, they can't handle FBS football. They have to struggle to get Central Michigan. They can't handle Power 5 football. 4-12 in the last 16 games.
You're not wrong, man.
By the way, I am a glutton for punishment because I have all sorts of points I have to use and days off. I just made my trip to the Tallahassee and to Durham to go see Miami Duke.
What? You're going to make the long walk from the locker room again?
Yep, I have to.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
No, it is. It is still a long walk from the locker room.
I mean, they're legit probably going to go 4-8, but 2-10 is not crazy. They might beat Georgia Tech. They might beat FIU.
If
they
go 2-10, home for Christmas.
If they go 2-10.
If they go 5-9.
Hmm? 5-9. How are they going to get
5-7?
What is that? 5-7. Does that heavy XL? What does that mean?
I can't.
It means the shortlist. Indeed.com.
I mean, if he's telling us that people were ruffling feathers this weekend, if he's just saying that people were talking about the told you so, Blake, I mean, it's possible that there's going to be people that if you have that bad a win-loss record in your first season,
then why do we never hear this when a coach is hired?
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
I mean, to be
fair. Because every time a coach is hired, it's new hope.
Right.
Now, to be fair, Manny Diaz's buyout from Temple was like $4 million. To buy out Mario Cristobal from Oregon was like $10 million.
Correct.
Yeah, well, that's Miami. Always going on the cheap.
Here's the thing, though. They have the money. What people don't understand is Miami is cheap, but they have the money. I may be off on this, and I'm just literally pulling this out of nowhere, but I think I read the stat or heard the stat. They're like in the top five in ACC, maybe number two in the entire conference in revenue because of the Adidas deal. They've got plenty of money, and they're not winning. So,
and to be fair, Mario Cristobal is not that good of a coach either.
He's very good with Justin Herbert. If it's about the money and generating money for your program,
well,
are you going to get rid of the athletic director that's generating that money?
No.
Okay.
That's why. That's okay. And actually, right now, from what I hear, that is the issue. Is that Blake is doing a good job having the program making a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And so the winning football aspect of it doesn't matter as much anymore because back in the day, in order for them to make money, they had to win football games. That was the only way for them to make money. Nowadays, they just get money. Revenue sharing, ACC, Adidas, they just pull money in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know.
They
don't have to
win. You know,
like, I like Blake James.
I don't think Blake James is like, what is he going to do? Are you going to hire? Let me ask you this.
Bring back Eichhorst.
Who do the Canes
want
to be?
Oh, my God, that asshat. What?
Like, or Hocut?
No, I mean, that look, I just asked
in the face.
I just asked that because that's normally how things go, right? They finally get tired of the athletic director who hires all the coaches, but you know, I'm not ready to get rid of the coach.
You know, who should be athletic director that Murph fella,
Jimmy Murphy.
Yeah, I feel like he can handle it. That dude, he drips orange and green and swag. Make him the AD.
No, DJ Dallas
and third and ones.
Make DJ Dallas the head coach, player coach.
Whoa.
You can't have a coach in fist fights.
He didn't want to wear the turnover, the touchdown rings, allegedly. Ready to step up.
DJ Dallas is the only one. He's like the last remaining Kane. He's the guy that's going to take the flag.
Really?
Will the last remaining Kane take the swagger out the door? That'll be DJ Dallas.
Oh, my God. Nope. All right.
You guys get this swagger thing all mixed up.
Do we?
I don't think we do.
There's a fine line between confidence and cockiness.
The only thing we get mixed up is that Tobin blames the kicker for everything when the entire team is not playing well.
You're a clown for that.
I didn't blame the kicker for everything.
No, you did.
You said the record would be different. You're making him problem number one.
I would say he's problem number one.
Oh,
I would.
God.
You want to know something? I'll stand by that.
You know what? There are plenty of problems. But numero uno for old Tobes here is I would like the kicker fixed. That's it. And if I'm a bad guy for that, fine. If that's a terrible take, okay. But you don't want to know something? At least I have the guts to say what everyone's thinking when he misses those kicks instead of, oh, can I say anything? Poor college kid. No. The kicker stinks. It's his fault. That's it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.